At least one National Weather Service forecast says there's a good chance our rainy weather may last for a while. Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell keeps up with those forecasts.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a statement 3 days ago that predicts we have an 80% probability that we will remain in El Nino through the end of the year, and 90% chance that we'll remain in it through the end of the summer.
So basically that tells us what about our weather?
Likelihood for a lot more rain.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked before, California, this is not good news for them because they're in a drought, right?
No, this El Nino tends to bring the moisture to our part of the world, but creates a drought on the West Coast. So California, Oregon, Washington, they can all expect a prolonged drought.
So the cost of vegetables, at least they're coming from that direction.
Well, yeah, if you think about it, the San Joaquin Valley is, I wouldn't call it the breadbasket, but the fruit basket to the world, you know, or at least much of the U.S., and they just produce a huge amount of produce, and without water, I imagine things are looking pretty dire for the farmers. In fact, I read an article just yesterday that the farmers are voluntarily giving up 25% of their water rations. I'm sure in an effort to stave off something even more oppressive. And I don't know how that's going to shake out, but this is, having used to live there, I became accustomed to dire predictions about drought, but I don't think I've ever seen it actually this bad.
Maybe they just need to bring some big trucks this direction and siphon off some
That's
of the
an water. Awful lot of trucks.
Yeah.
They're going to have to get serious about desalinization.
Interesting concept. As far as we're concerned, chances are, I guess, this wet weather we've had, it could last all the way through the year then.
Well, there's, you know, in the foreseeable forecast, there's no break, for the next week or two.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, I mean, with El Nino, this is a whopper of an El Nino.
Yeah.
And as strong as it is, I wouldn't plan on any big change in the weather pattern anytime soon.
It's good news in a way in terms of our lakes, with Lake Silver Springs and also Cooper Lake.
Well, it was good news until they filled up. Now they're full. It's just water going over the top now.
Yeah.
It doesn't really provide any benefit to us. And and it sure makes it hard to have events downtown. But we prayed for rain, we got it, I'm not complaining.
With Cooper Lake in flood stage like that, does that cause problems in part of Hopkins County up there by the lake, I guess?
You know, upstream, up the South Fork of the Sulphur, there's a lot of flooding that's going on there. And, you know, there's that huge log jam that's up there.
Yeah.
I don't expect that to abate anytime soon.
KSST News.